As for the proper pursuit of science, what Bacon emphasized is the need for a new method or instrument of discovery, to replace the evidently bankrupt theory of the syllogism. This he found in his own new version of induction. In itself, the notion of induction was not new. Aristotle had already used it, but hitherto the form in which induction had been practiced was by simple enumeration of instances. Bacon thought he had found something of a more powerful procedure. This consisted in the drawing up of lists of things that shared a given quality under investigation, as well as lists of things that lacked it, and lists of things that possessed it in varying degrees. In this way, it was hoped one would discover the peculiar character of a quality. If this process of tabulation could ever be complete and exhaustive, we must of necessity reach the end of our inquiry. In practice, we must content ourselves with a partial list and then venture some guess on the basis of it.